Hello and good afternoon from Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. Welcome to the Shir from Kali and Adaf. Today we're in Makos in the second parak in Eilu and Hagoylin, learning about the Ari Miklat. We'll talk a little about the location of the Ari Miklat, the status and the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which also the Ari Miklat are dependent on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So, and since this week is Parshas Chukos, we'll also talk a little about the status of Eretz Yisrael in the past and Eretz Yisrael Lasid Lavoi, etc. So, what a remission we have in Makas Avtes Amud Beis. Le'ekun Goylim, which are the Ari Miklat, the Ari Miklat, the Shalosh of Eretz Yisrael, for the Shalosh of Eretz Kanaan. To the three Ari Miklat that were in Eretz Yisrael in the Transjordan, and three that were in Eretz Kanaan, Shenema. Three cities you should give Mevel Yarden, and three cities you should give Eretz Kanaan. Atzla Nivcho Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yu Shalosh Eretz Yarden Koltos. Until the three that were chosen in Eretz Yisrael, the three that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside in Eretz Yarden were not Kolit. So in Pashas was Chanan Shlishi. Moshe set aside three cities, Meir Yadin, Panus Shama Rotzech, Asher Yitzach Israel Bevli Das, for Rotzech to take refuge, and the three cities are as Betzer by Midbar Beretz Mishar Leruveni, Betzer in the Mishar, which means in the flat land, Bez Ramos by Gilad Lagadi, Ramos in the Gilad Mountains, and Golan by Boshan Lamanash. Where exactly are these to be found? So the only clue that we really have is the Gemara continues in Daf Tesamad Beis. Tana Rabbana, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'er Yarden. Moshe set aside three cities in Eretz Yarden and connect them Hivdil Yeshua Be'er Kanaan, and opposite them Yeshua set aside in Eretz Kanaan and Mechavonos Hayu, and they were facing each other like two rows in the vineyard. Chavon B'Yehuda connected Betzer B'Midbar. Chavon Yehuda was opposite Betzer, Shechem Bar Ephraim, connected Ramos Megillot, Shechem and Har Ephraim, opposite Ramos Megillot, and Kedesh Bar Naphtali, connected Golan Babashim. So we have these three cities, and three cities in Eretz Canaan, and the three cities in Eretz Canaan include Hebron, which we all know where that is, Shechem, which we also know, there's no doubt about it, and the city of Kedesh Bar Naphtali. So saying that the three are facing each other, and then the Gemara goes on and says another thing, Vishilashta. Shemushulashim, we divide Eretz into three parts. Shemidarim lechevron, kimechevron leshchem, mechevron leshchem, kimechevron lekedesh, and mechevron lekedesh, kimechevron letzafon. We divide Eretz into three parts, and the distance from the southern border to Hebron should be the same distance as from Hebron to Shechem, and likewise the same distance as from Shechem to Kedesh, and the same distance from Kedesh to the northern border. So basically, we have to look for these Ari Miklat. We have to look for them facing, or matching, or opposite, where they are in Eretz Canaan. And those in Eretz Canaan are pretty easy for us to know, because at least two of the three we know. So we're going to try to find them on this map, though it's not going to be easy. We have a map over here of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yarden. The Eretz Yarden, of course, is the Transjordan, anything east of the blue line, and this is the Eretz Yisrael. Now, the southern boundary of Eretz Yarden was Nachal Arnon, which is right over here. And that is clear in numerous psukim in Parshas Devarim, that Nachal Arnon is the southern border of Eretz Yarden. South of this is the land of Moab and Edom. The northern border of Eretz Yarden is the Hermon Mountain, which we can actually see over here. Menachal Arnon at Har Sion, which is Hebron. As I said, numerous psukim in Parshas Devarim tell us that this is the extent of the territory in Eretz Yarden. But in Eretz Canaan, the boundary went further south and further north. The southern boundary begins Mikzei Yom HaMelech Kedma from this point, and it heads southward. I would put it across Nachal Tzin somewhere like this. Kadesh Barnea is a little hard to identify. That's pretty south of Ashkelon. So I would put somewhere the boundary like this. We did make a map to this effect in the Feldheim Simon and Tanakh. Where we drew this line based on the topography, and this is the line that Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita has in his Derech Emunah that he sent to his Shrei Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, and Rabbi Yashiv said that technically it's right, the halacha, we can't be samech on the hakel, but that technically it is right. So this is, you notice the difference over here between the southern boundary of Eber Yadin and the southern boundary of Eretz Kanaan. The northern boundary, that's way off of this map over here, so we'll be talking about that a lot more theoretically than we actually can see. What cities do we have over here that we know where the Arim Miklat were? So, we have over here Shechem, big X over here. Let's see if Hebron's on this map. Right over here. Right over here. And Kadesh, which is believed to be, I would say like over here. Can't say for sure, but I would say like over here. Now, the three cities, if they're actually facing each other, as you notice, Hebron is opposite Nachal Arnon, which means the city of Betzer, which is in the flat land of the Ruveni, would have to be sitting somewhere over here. We don't have any positive identification for that. Ramat Bagilad is commonly identified with the city of Ramta. Now, Ramta is not exactly matching this, but it is a little farther north over here. That's Ramta. And Golan, which we do not know exactly where the city of Golan is. Today, the whole region is called the Golan Heights. But in those days, in the end of Ayasheni, the Golan was only the center of what we call the Golan today. While in Bayezrish, Golan was a city, probably somewhere in that area. So we do have the Targum Yonason. The Targum Yonason says, yes, Kvasirin Bamidbur Abar Meshalashim, because Ramasa Bagil, because Davra, Bamasna on the Shemit Menashe, and Davra in the Golan for Shemit Menashe. So Davra, some suggest, is today known as the village of Daburiya, or Dvora, which is in the central, I would say, sitting around over here. So that is fairly good connection to the location of Kedesh. So, as I said, Betzer, we don't have a location. We don't have an absolute location, but it's going to have to be somewhere facing this. Now, the Gemara doesn't say that you do Vishilashto in Eber Yarden, and the reason is very simple, because it's just impossible to do Vishilashto in Eber Yarden if they're facing those that are in Eretz Kanaan. So that's impossible. So it doesn't say Vishilashto. The Vishilashto is only in Eretz Kanaan as we see it over here. Now this is an issue, and I already alluded to this a couple of moments ago, how far the southern border of Eretz Yisrael goes. And the biggest practical application of this issue is the Shemitah issue. How far south does the border go? Anything below that, there's no problem with Shemitah. And there is a big machlokes, poskim, in the Arab, Zman Hazeh, how to be Noahic. And as I said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky sent this map, and Rabbi Yashiv said, the map's okay, but we can't be samech on it l'maisa. But the key idea was that those who wanted to propose that Nachal Tzin, which we see over here, is the southern border, they're saying because we know the distance from Hebron to Shechem, and the distance from Hebron to Shechem is about 60 kilometers. If I'll make a large circle, if I'll make a double circle or whatever, I will get that this distance of 60 kilometers is the same distance of 60 kilometers over here. So that fits with the fact that the southern boundary is Nachal Tzin. When we go to the north, to Kadesh, it's not precisely the same 60, it's a drop more. Okay, we could say, you know, these measurements aren't exact. Like today we have things where we can measure things exactly, but they didn't have it in those days. And from here, it goes all the way up north. Here we have the city of Tzar, which in those days was an island, and the city of Tidon. Off the map, I would put it over here. And around the border of Tidon is where I would put the 60 kilometers. In other words, if each of these is 60 kilometers, meaning 240 kilometers, would be somewhere near Tidon. in the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the issue of the northern border of Eretz Yisrael is a very complex issue. And is a very complex issue. As I made showed in the maps, in the Schadenstein Shvius, in the Hebrew and English, we have the maps of the boundaries in Bais Rishon, and there are different opinions. Some put Mehar Ahar to Seul Levoi Hamas, some put Ahar Ahar all the way up there near Turkey. That was the Kaftar of Aferach. The Tzvur Saaretz put it further south. The Rambam put it at a place called Banyas, which is near the 40th parallel, if I remember correctly. The Tzvur Saaretz put it south, further south, and the Admas Kodesh put it even further south, putting it in southern Lebanon today. Yours truly remade the maps, and as the Pasuk says, and Yerav Ben Yoyash, who Eishim is Gebul Yisrael Levei Hamas Ad Yom Arava, proved that the Kaftor of Rech is correct. The Kaftor of Rech is correct, and the northern border of Eretz Yisrael is going to have to be all the way up there near Turkey, and we have Rias, plenty of Rias. First of all, the city of Levei Hamas clearly is talking the city of Elchama, which is in northern Syria today. Like you say, Levoi Hamas means going in the direction of coming to Hamas. The Targum, numerous times in Levoi Hamas, says Antiochia, which is Antioch, which is also in that same area over there. So clearly, we spoke about this when we had the map of the in Baba Basra with the Shiva Yamim and Arba Naharis. So we proved Yamapamya, proved beyond doubt, there's no doubt that Levoi Hamas, the area of Elchama in northern Syria, is that area, the Mar to Sol Levoi Hamas, that is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. But then I was asked by my good friend, Rav Zalman Koren, he says, but what do you do with the case of Ushilashta? What do you do with over here that the Pasuk says clearly that the distance of Eretz Yisrael is, I'd say, four times the amount of Chevron to Shechem, which is 240 kilometers from Nachal Tzin. It doesn't get close to Levoi Hamas. That is the question that he asked me. Which is a strong question, which is the reason why he had all the times he had rejected the rejected. He did found it hard to accept the idea of the Kaftar of Aferach because of that problem of Bishilasht. So I told him, after a lot of searching, and I was Chavim Baruch Hashem to the Malbim, I told him that we have to read the Pasuk properly. And before then, let's get to Gemara over here on the Yud Amud Bis. And the Malbim is the bottom line. Amar Chavim Chanina. Reb Neiman Emra Pashas Roitzchim Beloshen Azo. Tichsev Vaydaber Hashem L'Yisrael Leymar. Daber B'nei Yisrael Leymar Tenu Lachem Asar Mikl Asher Dibat Yalecha. In Sefer Yoshua. After Yoshua gives out all the land, after Yeshua gives out all the land, by Dab Hashem Yeshua Lema Perakov, Dab Elvin Yisrael Lema Tzimul Chamasar Mikshar Ba'alecha and Moshe. Hashem speaks to Yeshua and says, set aside those three Arim Mikvot. So Chazal focus on the word Vayidaber, because in all of Sefer Yeshua you don't find the Lashon Vayidaber. This is the only place where you find the Lashon Vayidaber. And Dibra, as the Gemara says, is Lashon As. So, why does it say over here Vayidaber? So you have two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is, one said because Yeshua took his time after he divided up, after he divided up Eretz Yisrael, he took his time until he's mapped these three cities. And one says because they are mentioning the Torah, and therefore Vaydaber is a Lashon As, because it's a mitzvah of the Torah. Okay, the question is why. So Rashi says he waited after he gave out all the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now we have to go backtrack a little. When Yeshua gives out the land, after he captures Eretz Yisrael, he gives out the land. Yeshua Zaken Yud Gimel Al. Yeshua Zaken Baba Yamim. Yeshua is getting old. Vayomer Hashem el avotazakanta basabiyom your old va'art zeshara abem or the rishta. Your land, the land, a lot of it still remains to be captured. And it goes through a whole list over here what all's got to be captured. Everything from Chemon all the way up to Levo Chamos. Anochi Arishim of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says, I will capture for Bnei Yisrael. Rakapilei b'Yisrael lenachla. Just give it to them lenachla. Kasha tzivisich. So Yeshua gives out the land. And they didn't even capture most of their areas. And yet, Yahshua later on calls the Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad and half of Manasseh in Perek Chof Beis. And he says, you committed yourself to stay around until your brothers inherit the land and you kept your part of the deal. Now you can go back to where you go. So the question is, what do you mean that they kept their part of the deal when still a lot of Eretz Yisrael wasn't captured? So, very interesting is the Rambam over here in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph. The Rambam goes through the din of what constitutes Eretz Yisrael. First one says Trumos and Maisis, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, and then give him a Torah, Eleb Eretz Yisrael. Now, Eretz Yisrael, Hamor B'chol Makom, what constitutes Eretz Yisrael? He Aratza, Shekov, Roshov, Sab Melech Yisrael, Oshovit, Danovi, Midas, Reb Yisrael. Bezeo, Niko, Kibush Rabbi. Eretz Yisrael is defined. It becomes Eretz Yisrael if it's captured by a king, or a shofet, or a navi, on behalf of Rov Yisrael. Vezer nikra kibushra. Aval yachad mi Yisrael, an individual. O mishpacha, o shevet, or family, or shevet, shalchu v'kov shalat v'makom, that they captured themselves. So filim in Hashem yidin l'Avram. Even if it's included in the land that Hashem promised Avram, ein nikra Eretz Yisrael, k'din shinig v'kol ha-mitzvos. It is not considered Eretz Yisrael for the aspect that the mitzvahs of Luis Baretz are nohag in this place where an individual captured the land. And here the Rambam comes with a very interesting point. Therefore, the Rambam says, therefore Yeshua gave out the land. He gave each one, he allocated his portion. Now it's true, they didn't even capture it. So L'chaira, why is Yeshua wasting his time saying, you'll get this and you'll get this? They didn't even capture it yet. The Rambam says, you're right, they didn't capture it. But if they're going to capture it later, what's going to be the status? Had Yeshua not given it to them, then it would be kibush yachid. Each shevet is going on its own and capturing territory. But once Yeshua gave it to them, then it's already kibush rabim. In other words, all of Klai Yisrael decided that you get this, now we have a technical act. You got to go and kill the people. But the halachic status is already on the way, it's already kibush rabim once Yeshua gave it out. So, now, and then the Rambam goes on and says that lands that David HaMelech captured outside of Eretz Canaan, such as Aram Naharaim and Aram Tova, which is in Syria, even though he was Melech, and based on a Gadol, he says it's not, doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael hold over and on Chutzlach. And why is this? Because David HaMelech captured this before he captured Kol Eretz Canaan L'Gvulisya. Now, the question is how much Yeshua captured, and that, in my opinion, as I said, is the key over here to the issue of Bishilashto. So let's go back to Pesukim in Dvar. Parashas Shoftim, Perikutas. Ki yachos Hashem l'kechos ha-goyim, asher Hashem l'kechos ha-sein l'chos ha-arza. When Hashem will wipe out the goyim, v'yirishtam v'yashavtam v'arayim v'vatem. You'll go and you'll sit in their land. Shalosh harim tav delach, three cities you should set aside in the land which Hashem is giving you. Tachin l'chai derech v'shilashos gulashos, or here's that pasuk v'shilashos, to divide Eretz Yisrael up into three parts, and the measurements from the southern boundary to Hebron, same as from Hebron to Shechem, etc. Hasheyanchil cha Hashem elokecha, that which Hashem will give you. Then it goes through a whole list of who qualifies to take refuge in the Eir Miklot. And then it says, "V'miyarchav Hashem lekecho es gvulcho kasher nishba labasecho." If Hashem will extend your boundaries, v'nosam chas kol haaretz, and give you all the land, then v'yosav dochod sholosh arim al sholosh shel. Then you add another three. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, one parak before last, learns that this is talking la'asid lavi. We know that Hashem promised Avram Avinu 10 amamin, and they only got 7. They did not get Keni, Knezi, v'Kadmoni. If you'll capture Keni, Knezi, v'Kadmoni, then you will add another three cities. And the Rambam brings this as a rap from the Torah that there'll be Mashiach. Because the Torah says if you'll add, and it never happened, the Torah's not going to write something that's not useful. So Mamela, the Rambam brings as a raya from the Torah that there is Mashiach, Mashiach Ukam. But the Malbim learns a little different, based on the Sifri. And in the Sifri, and the Pashup Shad, you add another three. And as Rashi says of an art, right, you had three in Abrayade, you have three in Eretz Canaan, and then you have another three, a total of nine. But in the Sifri, you have, that's one opinion. We can't have Moshele Sharem, Hibdi Moshe Ve'Rayad. When they came to Israel, they were offering another three. We're going to add another three. That's a total of nine. Says, another three. You have three and three and add three. He says, you add another three, and he gets all the way up to 15. So you can have 15 Arei Miklat. So the Malbim says like this. The Malbim says, V'peresh Yechezkel b'yarti, she'oz yisvosef adom amon umor b'tzadur, that lasid lavo, the boundaries will include Edom, Moab, and Ammon in the southern part of Eberyadin. But it's at Safon, Yisrache, Begvul, Vikonis, Tzorvet, Sidon, Vahot, Shetach, Godo. And in the north, on the coast, it'll include Tzorvet, Sidon, which is in Lebanon today. Vachain, Yisrache, Begvul, Betzad, Mizrach. And in the east, he doesn't say, but Syria, that'll also be included. But Betzad, Rechobas, Begvul, Yisroes, Vishalashar. Vachol, Rechobas, Begvul, sorry. Every time you expand, you're going to add another three. So the Malbim learns is saying simple. Hashem says, I'll give you the land. And whenever the land comes, that's where you divide up into three. But if I'll give you extra, then you'll have to put more. So Mamela, this is a very interesting point over here. The Yeshua cannot come at first and set aside the Arei Miklat until he knows exactly where the boundaries of Israel, of his kibush are going to be. What's going to be later is not taken into account. That's something else that's going to be taken later. So he's got to wait to know where he puts the limit. Hashem tells Yeshua, you're getting all, that's it, give it out. Now I must admit, from the Pesukim of Tzmashma, that he gave out everything all the way up to Levi Chamos, because that's what it says over here in Yeshua. Hashem tells him this is what's not captured. In Yud Gimel, the area of Jabal, which is Biblos, today Lebanese coast, V'chol Havonon, Mibalgat, Ha'chasachem, Ad Levo Chamos, Kol Yashvei Yahar, Min Ha'levonon, Mishifos Mayim, or sitting in Mount Anochi, Rishav Dem Ne'Yisrael, Raka Pilev Yisrael Nachla, saying, give it all to Klai Yisrael Nachla. So the Chor from Sukkot and Smashma, he gave everything. But if I go with my Vashilashto, I can't say the conclusion. I'm saying I have a problem with the pasuk, but it seems that he didn't actually give out all of the territory. Because had he given out all of the territory, and if we are going to if we start putting Asher, and I actually put him over here to Carmel, and if we start putting Asher over here, and this is going to go all the way up to Turkey, and that means Shevet Asher is actually going to get one of the largest halakim in Eretz Yisrael. Which just doesn't seem to be that was the case. Them and Naftali, who was over here, they'll get all the way up there. And that doesn't seem to be proper. So my assumption is that Sidon area was actually the border. We do find that Jews were living in Sidon. Mm-hmm. We find that by Eliyahu Navi, Kum Lech Tzarfat, Hashel et Sidon, the city of Tzarfat, which is a little further south of Sidon, we do find Israelites living in Sidon. And that is the area which Yeshua gave out. Everything else he didn't give out yet. And that might be, I'm saying very cautiously, in Pshat in Rambam, because the Rambam says that what Yeshua gave out is already Kibbutz Rabin. And then Rambam comes along and says that what David HaMelech captured in Syria is not, because there's still areas were the Canaanim in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't capture Eretz Canaan like Gvul Yisrael. Now, you could say that it's true Yoshua gave out to the other Shvatim, but as long as you don't capture what he gave out, then you should be searching elsewhere. I'm not ruling out that pshat. But the other pshat could be is that the Rambam is saying, you're right, what Yoshua gave out, that's already Eretz Yisrael. But this left area that Yeshua didn't give out, that's still Eretz Canaan like Gvul Yisrael, from Sidon all the way north up to Levoch Hamas. And that wasn't captured yet. And that was a taina on David HaMelech. Why are you going to capture stuff that's in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's in the boundaries of Parshas Maaseh? Why are you going to capture Syria, which is not in the boundaries of Parshas Maaseh, when you didn't finish capturing those things that are in Parshas Maaseh? That's the taina. So it could be, as I said, Yeshua doesn't know, you know, where he's going to end up capturing. Once he ends up capturing, then, as Rashi says, then there was a taina. Right away he should have put the Arim Miklat. So the Arim Miklat are only on what Yoshua captured, but they're not the northern boundary of Parshas Maaseh. The northern boundary of Parshas Maaseh, Me'ar Ar to Sol Levoi Hamas, is beyond the territory of Yoshua. That was captured at a later time. And it was captured in the days of David HaMelech. Later on, and Shlomo, because by Shlomo, when he makes the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, says, V'yah Shlomo, he made the celebration, Ka'al Gadol Milvoch HaMos Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, all the way from Levoch HaMos to Nachal Mitzrayim. So then he already captured to Levoch HaMos. And then we also have, in Melachim Beis, we have the story of Yerubim Ben Yoyosh. And Yerubim Ben Yoyosh, Yes, it's Yerubim Yerubim. When Melachim Beis Yudalid Chav Ches. Sorry, let's go a little before that. In Pasuk Kaf Hei, Hu Eishem Es Gibul Yisrael Melevach Hamas Ad Yom Arava Kedvar Hashem Melkei Yisrael Shadiba Beadav De Yonah Ben Amit Anav Hashem Kasa Chayfa. He restored the boundaries of Yisrael from Levoi Hamas, which is El Chama, again the city in northern Syria, or the area of Antioch, which are close to each other, until Yom Arava, which was until Yom HaMelech. So, Hu Hashiv means he restored. Now, Yamachon Chazal, and you show me if he captured only what David HaMelech and Shlomo captured, or even captured more. But Hu Hashiv, Lechor HaPashat, is he restored it. Now, it's a very interesting thing, because in Pasuk of Ches, it says, V'yaser Divri Yeravam, V'chol Asher Osa, and everything else that he did, V'gvarasa Shad Nilcham, that he went to war, Vasha Heshiv as Damasek, Vas Chamos Yehuda b'Yisrael, and that which he took Damasek and Alchama, and he gave it to Yehuda b'Yisrael, Haloyim Ksuma Sevet Divayom Malchi Yisrael. These are written on the Chronicles of Malchi Yisrael. Now this is a fascinating pasuk, and you can run by it and not understand the significance of it. Because it doesn't only say that he captured Damasek and Hamat, but he says, Heshiv Yehuda b'Yisrael. He gave it to Yehuda, which means he captured all the way up north. He captured Elchama, all the way up north in Turkey, and he's Melech Yisrael, and he goes to the Judean king and says, please take it. That's pretty mind-boggling. How could such a thing happen when he's such a generous guy? So some of us will say that the reason is was because since David HaMelech captured it, so Mele belongs to Melech Yehuda. And therefore, Yerubim Ben Yoyosh was an Elch king, as we know from a bunch of sources, and therefore, he gave it back. Now, what's fascinating is that in Assyrian documentation, the Assyrian king, I think it's Shalmaneser or Adad-Nirari, talks about these territories of Elchama, which belong to the Judean king, which are paying taxes to the Judean king. And that's straight here from the Tanakh, that this territory, Elchama, which was captured by Melech Yisrael, all the way up there, Uzziah would never be able to capture, you know, so far north. And the thing all the way now belongs to the Judean king. It's documented also in the Assyrian documentation. But anyway, all this is captured by David and Shlomo, Any Rebbe Ben Yair. So the end and the boundaries go all the way up north. But that doesn't have to do with the Ari Miklot of Yehoshua. Because Yeshua's Ari Miklot, his Vishilashter ended, Hashem Chilcha, Hashem Elokecha. That which Hashem gave you at the first stage. Now, if Hashem adds on, then you have to add on three more Ari Miklot. Did they? Doesn't say. We don't know. We don't know which Shvatim sat in those areas that were later captured, if any. Although we know some Jews did definitely live there, but how much and to what extent, we don't really know. But Hashem Chilcha Hashem Lekecha. So that's what I said to Rav Koren. I said, that is true. The captive of Ferech is right. And all the riots at the area of Antioch is the northern border, El Chama. There's no doubt about it. But Vishilashta didn't apply to what David HaMelech captured. It applied to what Yeshua captured. And David HaMelech is already a new territory. And that's what the Malbim adds in, that we're going to add on more. That's going to be something else. Now, the Malbim says where we add on three territories of Ari Miklot. One set is going to be Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni, which is Edom, Ammon, and Moab, which we have over here. This is Moab, Edom, Ammon sitting over here. The second set is going to be in the Lebanese area over here in the north. And the third set is probably going to be over here in the east. That's the three sets. Now, we have Machlokas in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brother Basra, that one above, and it's clear in the Yerushalmi. This whole Gemara needs a chat, which we won't go into now. All that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayav B'Maisa. Lafuke Mai, what's it going to exclude? Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni. Those, and those, only the seven Shvatim, only the seven Umos, the year of the seven Umos, only that is Chayav and Maisa, but not the ten Umos. Again, Shad, this whole Gemara, Tzach Bior, Roshes Drochma, Zol Arichas, Alato, Tani Rameir, Rav Tucha, Arva, Vishalma, he puts a different location. Arva is Arabia. Have you done Marcel Avnumov? Rav Shimon Amar Adiskis Asher Vaspamio, which is in the north. And you have this machlokas also in the Yerushalmi. I think it mentions Turkey over there. That Turkey is also part of these 10 umais, which we're supposed to capture. So the Malbim says that Lasid Lavo, all this is going to be included in the boundaries of Yechezkel. And therefore, here we're going to add three over here. Now this is very interesting. We talk about the Kibush of Eber HaYarden. Now, the Kibush of Eber HaYarden is a fascinating topic in itself. What would have been had not Eber HaYarden been captured? Or Eber HaYarden captured, but the 2.5 Shvatim didn't pick up and say, we want to stay in Eber HaYarden. What would have happened then? How would the Chalukah have been? A very interesting question. What would have been with our Miklot? Would we only have had three or our Miklot? In other words, this is a new din? Perhaps. I don't know. You know, what if it's an... but we do have a very we do have a couple ideas. Now here in Sefer Yechezkel we have a very interesting thing. Now the Ramban says that had the 2.5 Shvatim, Reuven, Gad, and Manasseh, had they not asked for it, Moshe Rabbeinu would have left it desolate. He would have left it empty. In the Gemara in Kiddushin, though, it's mashma that he would have given each a chelik in Eretz Canaan and a chelik in Eber HaYarden. First, sometimes to do with the Pasha, the area of Eber HaYarden, the areas that we have Edom down over here, and we have Moab sitting over here, Ammon here, and this is the area of Sichon. This is the area of Sichon, and this is where Bnei Yisrael come to Sichon, that's in this week's Pasha, and they ask for permission. You have a chumash midbar here. Thank you. Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon Melech Amori. El Sichon Melech Amori. My first they ask Edom permission to go through. Edom says no. Then they ask to Sichon, And Sichon also rejects him, and they go to war. And yet, when it comes to Og, they don't ask him anything. They go out. They don't really ask him anything. In Parshas Devarim, we have the completion of the story. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Achel Rosh Laversus Hatzor, go to war against Sichon." So why is Moshe Rabbeinu sending messengers to Sichon trying to make a deal if Hashem told him to capture it? So the Ramban already talks about that in Parshas Devarim. But the interesting thing is that by Edom, he asked for a request, Emrabar Techo. Yet, by Sichon, he adds a couple of words. He says, Ada Shavar Sayadein, this is in Parshas Devarim, Elohata Shashem Lakenin Osanlonu. He mentions the fact that he wants to go into the land. He wants to go into the land that Hashem sent him. So how come by Edom, he didn't mention that? Now, don't think it's a coincidence, because in the Haftarah of Parshas Chukas, which is in Sefer Shoftim, Yiftach relates the whole story. And he says, Vayishlach Yisom Malachim, when Shoftim Yud Aleph, Yudayim, Vayishlach Yisom Malachim Malach Adam Lema Eber No Bar Tzecho, he sent messengers to Melech Adam, Velo Shoma Melech Adam, Melech Adam didn't listen. Vigamal Melech Moav Shalach Velo Ova, Vayish Yisom Bekodesh, Vayelech, and they went around, and then Vayishlach Yisom Malachim, Vasichon Melech Amar Melech Hezbrim, Vayom Elo, he told him, Yisrael, Nabernova Artzicho Ad Mikomi, I want to cross in your land Ad Mikomi to the place where I have to get to. So the Ramban already talks about it in this Pasha, Pasha's Chukas, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told Edom that he wants to cross, he didn't mention Ad Mikomi? That's what the Ramban asks. Now the Ramban gives a theological answer, but in a geographical term, I think the answer is simple. When Bnei Yisrael are sitting over here and they want to cross through Eretz Edom, they're just going to cross either north or south, east and west. Let's not get into that now. But they're not going to end up in the land that Hashem promised them. They just want to cut across. Yet, when they're going through Sichon, that's exactly it. They're going this way. Any way you look at it, they want to go this way and get into Eretz Canaan. So here, he tells them, Nabana Ba'atzucha Ad Mikomi, as opposed to Edom, which that wasn't the case. Now, as I mentioned before, Sichon, there was a mitzvah to go to war against him, so why Moshe Rabbeinu offered him a deal? Maybe it was a deal that he knew that he couldn't, that Sichon is not going to allow, you know, but we'll give him, you know. The Ramban already talks about it. By the Golan, they don't offer him any deal. They go, it's an act of war, Vayivnu Vayalu Derech HaBashan, and right away Og comes to war against him. They don't make any deals, nothing. And the reason is, very simple, that the status of Eber HaYarden and the status of the Golan are different. And the Golan is chelik built in Ifrat Shel Eretz Yisrael. While the Eber HaYarden seems not to be so much. So the Eber HaYarden, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you let us go through, we'll keep our part of the deal, we're not going to capture this land. But the Golan, that, there can be no compromises. For that, we're going to go to war no matter what. That seems to be. Now you have the difference between the Golan and the Eva Yarden is mentioned in Yerushalmi and Kilayim. The reason why you don't bring Bikur from Eva Yarden is it because it's not Zavos Cholot Vash, or Shanasatali Velo Shanatalti Me'atzmi. The two Shvatim they took on their own, so it's not Shanasatali. So Yerushalmi says, what's an Afkamina? And when Yerushalmi says, that Chatzi Shevet Menashe Beinayah, if it's because it's not Eretz Zavos Cholot Vash, then likewise with the Shevet Menashe is not the half that's in the Golan Heights. But if the reason Shanasatali Vloshantalti Matmi, Shevet Menashe didn't ask for it. So you already see over there the difference. Now, if we go to Sefer Yecheskel, in the end of Sefer Yecheskel, it talks about the division of Eretz Yisrael Osed Lavo. And Osed Lavo, as the Gemara already says in Bava Basra, that each in the 8th Perek, in the Yishnechlin, that each Shevet is going to get one script. And he goes through a list of the scripts over here. And all this is in Perek Memches in Yecheskel. And comes along Rashi with a very, very interesting question, which unfortunately, it's hard for me to see over here because this is all sewn together. I can manage, okay. Rav Tamar Rashi asks a question. Hechi tochen today Yerushalayim b'mkoma, v'la hoise Yerushalayim b'meitzah tzfona shel Yehuda shenot odrom v'shalayim shkinah. He says, how could the description of Yerushalayim be in the same place where it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when here Shevet Yehuda got it, and Shevet Yehuda sat in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, from the southern border, and here we have Bekanu Be'amtza Hashvatim, and here we have a whole bunch of Shvatim south of Shevet Yehuda. It goes on to the list. How many Shvatim we have? We have south of Yerushalayim, we have Binyamin and Shimon and Yisachar and Zvulun and Gad. Five Shvatim are south of Yerushalayim here, and Yehuda is sitting north. So that's the question that Rashi asks. So Rashi says, "Ein chalukuzu, damal chalukuzu Yeshua." The division over here, the allocation over here, is not the same as what happened by Yeshua. Shazu kishura sekeret. This is like the rows of the vineyard. V'chol achalakin shavit, and all the chalakim are equal. V'chalukas Yeshua shavit Yehuda chelak gadol. And in Chalukas Yehoshua, Yehuda got a large chalik, as it says, that was so big that Shimon had to take some of it. So Rashi says, the fikach yesh at the day berochav chal. Lidu b'chalik hei shvat man asam, kiv shaharach godol modin paskot man akyanis vishlam kom. So Rashi is bothered, so how come if so, in that Chalukah, Yehuda got the whole south, from Yerushalayim to the south, and now what we're doing is from Shalom to the south, they're putting in five Shvatim. So are we giving them smaller Chalakim? So Rashi says no. Why? Because in the Chalakim in the days of Yeshua were a narrow strip, like over here. But in this case, we're giving them all the way far east. So Mamela, they have a much longer chalak. That is what Rashi answers. And Chas v'Shalom, I should come to argue on Rashi, but what could I do? And the Pashas HaPsukim is clearly not. And the Malbim that we just quoted over here, Malbim says exactly the same thing. That La'asid Lavoi, the boundaries of Yecheskel include Shiyeh La'asid Lavoi. The boundaries of Yecheskel include La'asid Lavoi, which include Edom, Ammon, and Moab, which are right over here. Include this over here of Edom, Ammon, and Moab. So Malbim says the same thing. But what can I do? If you look at the Pesukim, and the Pesukim clearly say otherwise. Between the Choran and the Mesek, which is the Golan and the Mesek, separating between the Gilad and Eretz Yisrael, Hayarden Mikvul Alayam Kadmoni. It says the Jordan River and the Yama Kadmoni. So in other words, it tells us that the boundaries is Yaben Chavran and Ben Amesek, which is this and this, and then you have Ben Gilat and Eretz Yisrael, Hayarden, Hayamak Admoni. So it's clearly saying that the boundary is going to be the same boundary that we had before, and not like, with all due respect, Rashi and the Malbim learn. So the question, first of all, it's a very stark question to understand, because we know from various sources that Lasid Lava, we're going to get Keni Kniz and Kadmoni. And Keni Kniz and Kadmoni, according to many opinions in Chazal, is at the Ma'amar Anav. So, how could the boundary of Yecheskel not include the thing Lasid Lava? But the bottom line is, it seems clear from Yecheskel that it's not including those things. But if so, we have to answer up Rashi's question. How could it be that in the past, Yehuda got the whole south of Eretz Yisrael, and here we divide up into five Shvatim. So I want to say an answer. I don't know if the theological rationale behind it is correct, but I definitely think it's correct. The two Shvatim, Reuven and Gad, what does the Pasuk tell us over here in Bamidbar? Umikne Rav, in the end of Parshas Matos. Umikne Rav, Hayalivnei Reuven, Vilivnei Gad, Otzumoid. They had lots of cattle. They look at Yazer and Gilad, and it's a land of grazing land. They come to Moshe and Elazar, and they tell him, Ataris, Mediva, and Vyazav, and Nimr, all these places are good for grazing, and we have grazing. And what? Guess what? Nothing, because the Pasha ends over here. And then a new parasha starts. Vayomer matzano chen benecha yotanis aretz hazos. What is this parasha doing over here? Why is it separating? It's showing you, I think I've seen this one in Farshim, I don't want to say who because I'm not sure 100%, the hesitation of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven coming up with such a request. They want to see how much Rabbeinu is going to respond. Can we continue or not? We have Mikneh. This was a terrible decision, as Chazal say. Nachlem avayheles barishayna vachizol isibarach, the decision of Bnei Reuven and Bnei God to prefer Gashmias, to prefer grazing land. Over, coming into Eretz Yisrael, Nachlem avayheles barishayna vachizol isibarach, these are the first Shvatim that are going to go into Golus. Hashem gave it to them, reluctantly, clearly reluctantly he gave it to them. They made him a deal, whatever, okay, but he clearly was not a happy camper, as they would say, for various reasons. He didn't want to do it. But that is only then. The Asid Lavoi, people are not going to be worried about cattle. People are worried about Torah. And the Negev is a land of Torah. Ki Eretz HaNegev, Tanoli, Ki Eretz HaNegev Nesatani, it says by Achsa, in the beginning of Shoftim, because I'll say, you gave me a person with no Gashmias. There's only one thing he has. Torah. That's the only thing he has. Sata di gulis moi. The Asid Lavoi, the Torah is what people are going to be after, and not going to be after grazing land. So forget about Eber HaYarden. We're not giving that out. All the Shvatim are going to be back in Eretz Yisrael, just like it was supposed to be originally. And that's how the Chalukah of Yecheskel is. Now, that doesn't answer all questions, but I definitely think that the idea is true over there. But anyway, it's klar from the Psukim, the Chorah Nishta Zayvi, Rashi, and the Malbim, but it needs a Hesmer. It definitely does need a Hesmer, but that is the that seems from the Pesukim that the Chaluk of Yechezkel is not included in Ever Yarden. Now, in the story of the conquest of Ever Yarden, we have some interesting points, and so with that we will finish today's shiur. In my humble opinion, there were four stages of conquest of Ever Yarden, even though it may not seem so simple from the Pesuk. First of all, we have Vayikei Yisrael Lefi Chorev. We're in this week's Pasha Shvi. Vayikei Yisrael Lefi Chorev. Vayish Yisrael Shem Arnon Ad Yabok Ad Bnei Amon Ki Az Gevul Bnei Amon. Till the Yabok, till Bnei Amon. And then it says Vayishlach Moshe L'Ragelas Yazer Vayilkudu Bno Sehom. They want to capture Yazer. We'll soon see on the map where that is. And then they go and they capture Bashan. And then it doesn't say. But it does say in Pasha's Devar. It does say in Parshas Matos. Because in the end of Parshas Matos, after Moshe Rabbeinu gives everything out, it says, Vayelchu b'nei morcha b'menashe gilod avil kidur, right before Maftir, Vayelchu samurai Shabbat, suddenly it has something that it doesn't have by us. It happened totally later on. They captured the Amori in the Gilod. And that story also follows up in Parshas Dvar, Mulamachir, Nasati is a Gilod. Machir captured the Gilod, and Machir got the Gilod. So what happened over here? So, let's go back to the map. By Yerushalayim Arnon, they captured it from the Arnon, which is over here, at Yabok. Now Yabok is over here. Yabok is over here. At Yabok, at Bnei Amon. So Lechora, Bnei Amon, is north. Lechora, Bnei Amon, would be sitting north of the Yabok. That's what the Pasuk seems to be saying. Which, indeed, I did see one of the Sfarim make some maps like that. But what to do with the problem is that Rabat Bnei Amon is sitting right over here, and not north, the city of Amon, which is historically known, archaeologically known, and from every other source is sitting over here. So, we're going to have to explain that either means Ad Yabok and Ad Bnei Amon, or the fact that the Yabok River, I shouldn't call it river, brook is probably a better thing, goes all the way around and comes out to over here. So Ad Yabok is to this part of the Yabok, the upper part of the Yabok, not the lower part of the Yabok, Ad Bnei Amon. That's why the Pasuk tells me Ad Yabok, Ad Bnei Amon, not one or the other, but which Yabok it is. Now, then Moshe Rabbeinu goes to capture Yazer. Where is Yazer? Targum Yonasan says it's Machbar, which is a fortress from the Chashmonai days over here. From other sources, it seems that Yazer is sitting right over here, west of Amman. It's very hard from the Pesukim to one or the other because there's a lot of rise in both directions. My compromise is that, again, the original conquest was this. And now, the spies captured Eretz Yisrael, which included all of this. Once they captured this, then they crossed in this direction. Then they showed their intent to go up this way. And that's where he came to Ashtarot, to Edrei, which is a city called Adara today in Syria. And that's where he came. But all this was not captured. This is the Gilad that Macher will later on capture. But this was small stuff already, because once everything else around it was captured, so the Macher that captures the Gilad, which is this area over here, which was split up between God and Manasseh, either north, south, or east, west, which is an issue in itself, this is what Macher ben Manasseh captured afterwards. So we have actually four stages in the conquest of Hebra Yadin from the Psukim. And as we said, the Golan, as it seems, from Yechezkel, that is going to be included in the borders. The rest of Hebra Yadin not. Because the Golan is from those lands that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. As Rashi and Devarim, it's Mashmah, the whole thing is, okay, is promised, Ha'ikar Eretz Rephaim, but in other sources, Mashmah not. But anyway, so we have the Hebra Yadin, which the conquest, which as we said, there's different parts to it. The Golan is a larger part of Eretz Yisrael, and this, which the two Shvatim actually settled, lasted longer from Yechezkel, it seems that they won't be settled.